The nation's largest residential solar company is opening a Vermont branch. As VPR's Steve Zind reports, the company uses a business model it hopes will attract people who might not otherwise consider solar.
Last week, work was underway at a 12,000-square-foot warehouse space in South Burlington, where Solar City plans to set up shop. Regional Vice President Lee Kashishian says the move is part of the California company's East Coast growth spurt. Solar City recently moved into New Hampshire and Massachusetts, and Kashishian says Vermont is particularly attractive to the company.
I think, though, Vermont is in a unique situation, though, in that it has some of the best solar policies. It's a very progressive market on solar.
Kashishian says Solar City sells very few residential solar systems. Instead, it leases systems to homeowners who pay the company on a monthly basis. The payments are less than the monthly electric bill. Solar City maintains the system and guarantees it will produce a certain amount of power. The company receives any incentives or rebates the system might qualify for. Kashishian says the lease approach makes solar affordable for a broader range of homeowners.
What it's done is it's opened it up to middle class and kind of the average homeowner.
Kashishian says the company has already hung out the help wanted sign on its website for installation and salespeople.
Our expectations are to hire probably a couple dozen people here in a very short period of time. And then as the sales process continues, we'll continue to add on.
Kashishian says Solar City has done more than 250,000 installations nationally and hopes to be installing 100 systems monthly in Vermont. Vermont's largest residential solar installer is Sun Common in Waterbury Center. The company sells and installs both residential and community solar projects in most areas of the state. Community-based projects enable people who have siting problems or own structures that can't accommodate panels to take advantage of solar. One reason solar systems are generally purchased rather than leased in Vermont is that banks and other lenders are more friendly to the idea than they are in many other states. A generous federal solar rebate program set to expire in about 18 months also helps. Gabrielle Stebbins, Executive Director of Renewable Energy Vermont, says it's good to see Solar City coming to the state. She says the more options there are for consumers, the better.
If there are different financial models, it can really help that potential customer, that Vermonter, to go solar.
Stebbins says the biggest adjustment for Solar City may be adapting to Vermont's weather.
If a company is used to doing install 12 months a year, a new business experience for them is going to be able to not do as many projects for the winter season and part of the spring season.
Solar City plans to begin installing systems later this year, although they will not be available in much of the state. The company will serve the area within a one-hour drive of its South Burlington warehouse. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.